Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you.
There's still a lot of concern in Pennsylvania about the fact that schools are funded in a large part by property taxation and the effect that this has, particularly on certain populations of residents in Pennsylvania. And I understand that you are involved in putting together some new proposals to address this situation. What's going on here?
Mike, I'm a real staunch supporter of House Bill 76 and Senate Bill 76, which eliminates the property tax. But after being in office now for about 20 months, I've become convinced that we need to get this brought to a head and resolved and property taxes eliminated. So should the election work out well in the fall, what my intent is to introduce a new bill which eliminates the school property taxes in their entirety. And as part of it, then, deals with the problem in a different way. What do I mean by that? Every objection I've seen that people have about eliminating property taxes relates either to the stability that property tax brings about to the schools, or people don't like the way the revenue is generated on the revenue side. And typically, it's a very minute portion of what we're proposing. So what I'm proposing in my bill is to keep all the attributes of eliminating property taxes on the school property taxes in their entirety. And then a provision puts in that a commission will be established of members of the Senate and the House that will be given 12 months to craft the revenue replacement with certain very strict parameters that says specifically, one, they can raise no more revenue than is replaced from the property taxes eliminated. Two, that any school district that attempts to put a school property tax back into effect, that will then cause all the tax rates to be returned to the old tax rates. And then the third major issue is it provides us fairness in the transition to allow school districts to make a transition over 24 months to getting acclimated to not having property taxes as a source of fund. I envision that the vast majority of it will come about identical to House Bill and Senate Bill 76, which is a combination of sales tax increase and personal income tax increase. But we've got to get this thing done. We have way too many citizens in this Commonwealth that are losing their homes to property taxes. They just can't afford it. We have people who are disabled that are running into this problem. And I believe our proposal then allows us to look at the problem in two different ways. First, let's get rid of the property taxes. Then it gives us in the legislature 12 months to come up with replacement revenue that we vote up or down on. This way we're breaking the problem into two separate problems. And it gives the public an opportunity then to comment on the replacement revenue so we can deal with all the fairness issues and the appropriateness issues of any changes that might take place as a result of eliminating property taxes. I'm bound and determined that we're going to get this done in the next 2 years. We've got to get it done.
Certainly hope this works out. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.